Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Learn more, live more, love more. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Now, you know how busy today is. We are at the Gus Economies exhibition in Emperor's Palace in Kempton Park. And I've had the opportunity to speak with a couple of small businesses right about now. I have a beautiful lady by the name Gugu Dada, who comes from Kusile Bekilanga Farms. Yeah, all things farming. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hi, thank you so, so much for having me.
I've been seeing you running around with your veggies here, and I'm like, hey, I could do with some vegetables.
Oh, yes.
So you're coming from Kusile Bekilanga Farms. Maybe just tell us a bit more about who you guys are. Who is Kusile Bekilanga Farms? Where? What's your story?
Yes, thank you for this opportunity once again. Kusile Bekilanga Farm is an agro-processing business.
Okay.
So what we do, we collaborate with farmers, mm-hmm. and then we chop the veggies for the convenience for the day-to-day consumers.
Yeah.
But I oftenly say, for me, Kusile Bekilanga Farm is a ministry.
All right.
Yeah, so in ministering through the veggies, it's also therapy for me.
Okay.
So I find myself chopping there and crying out to God, saying, God, this is hard. And then he says, no, it's not. Then as I'm sitting there, I'll start praying.
Yeah.
I'll start praying for myself. Then I end up praying for these veggies to say, God, whoever is going to be eating these veggies, please let them heal.
Imagine,
please, Father, let these veggies
imagine
grow.
Imagine having my spinach.
Yeah, it's
like
healing
grateful.
You. It's healing you. So I'm really, really grateful for this journey that I'm now here and I'm now finding so much value.
Yeah.
That it's not really about farming only, because I know even the farmers, like one of my friends, she's doing spinach.
Yeah.
She oftenly tell me that when they are watering the spinach, they actually talk to it.
All
like,
right.
spinach, grow. Spinach, you know, so all of that, you know, we're now learning that in everything that we are doing, it has a deeper meaning than just what you see.
If you think about it, spinach is actually a plant. And if you heard people actually say, if you want your plants to bloom, start speaking to them, because they're living.
It's true. It's true. Absolutely.
I love that. So you say you guys work with various farms. So it's not just the farm that your sister gets to run.
Yeah.
How do you guys go about doing these? Do you have a relationship with these farms? Do I approach you, or do you then go out to these farms and say, hey, what produce is ready? We're ready to chop it. How do you guys run this?
You know, luckily, it's spaces like this.
Okay.
Where we identify one another.
All right.
You'll find a farmer saying, you know, actually, I have these veggies. And then we start building a relationship.
Okay.
These relationships are hard to maintain, because with the farmers, they've got different times of harvesting.
Exactly.
So you'll find that this one is able to harvest this week, and then they're not able to harvest the other week. And then now you just have to add on. So it's to just answer your question, we are building relationships.
Okay.
And as we grow, we are all growing together.
Hi, but how did you think a chopping is the thing to do? Because I'm like, okay, I love cooking, but I get drained when I think of the thought of chopping just gets to me. I'm like, I don't mind putting it on the stove and just working it out.
Yeah.
But chopping.
You know, at first, I started planting the spinach myself. So at first, it was just that thing that now there was a lot of it, you know, and COVID happened.
Yeah.
So during COVID time, I just thought, let me just add value, because I had these old veggies, but now spinach, as I was keeping it, it was now spoiling.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, let me plant it so that I can have control over it.
Of course.
Then from then on, I started chopping it. But eventually, I was like, okay, let me let this part go.
Yeah.
You know? And as I let it go, everybody was doing it. And I was like, okay, since everybody's doing it, I'm no longer adding value.
Yeah.
But now I found companies like Fedula, F&B, and now they gave me the opportunity to grow. Because as I was with them, I remembered that there was this service that I once started. And then I went back to it and started nurturing it and growing it.
Just before I let you go, Sanasam,
yeah,
what does it mean for you as a small business to be part of this today?
Sure, it's so big.
Yeah.
It's so big. I've met so many businesses, so many, you know, the government institutions where they're coming in and saying, what help? Come to our offices. We're ready to help people like you.
Yeah.
So as much as we haven't sold everything yet, but the help that is out there, it's really amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gugu. Go and pray for those veggies. We really need them.
Just that.
All the best, my life. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.